Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lom Lom.
Hello, Bubba. How are you?
Better.
That's great. I'm glad to hear you.
As long as I stay on my regimen.
12 hours of sleep a night.
I got like, honest to God, I feel like I'm
reborn?
No, I feel like I'm kind of
relapsing?
No, I feel like I'm kind of like really getting like a paper tiger.
No.
People
said your skin looks really good and you look a lot skinnier.
Well, thank you. But like, in order for me to be normal mentally and to like be in the right frame of mind to be able to host this show, I know that like, I think as you listen to Howard, it seems like Howard kind of is getting a little weirder on stuff. I think I'm getting weirder on stuff too.
Everyone changes with age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
Well, like for instance, like if I don't eat at a certain time and take my medicine at a certain time, then I'm the I guess I can cuss, right?
You look fucking good.
But then I'm the shits. I'm the complete shits. And if I don't get up at a certain time, eat breakfast at a certain time, do my pills at a certain time.
I feel like that's everybody in their regimen, their schedule.
I guess maybe more, the more high strung you are and the more, you know, things, maybe entertainment. Why is it you got to be, then maybe the weirder or more fucked up you got
to
be.
You also can't just start the show whenever you want. You know what I mean? You have to start right at 6, so everything else has to fall in line before that.
Right. Like, it's like a fine equation.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you're right. Like, because some people don't start work the same time
eight,
every day.
7, 9, whatever. Yeah.
Like, if you're Dan Diaco, and, you know, your first Botox appointment's 11:05, but, you know, it's 11:15 by the time you mosey in, well, you're a fucking doctor. Right?
That's right. That's why you're the fucking man, Bubba.
Oh, thank you, Lum Lum. But like,
out of here.
But so I just got to stick on my regimen. If I stick on my regimen, which means I go to bed at 5:30.
Jesus.
I know. It just makes me feel real.
And it sucks even more in the summertime because it doesn't get dark till 8.
So like, I'm literally going to bed at 5:30.
Like a fucking old ass man. I mean, not that you are, but you know.
Back in the day.
Why do you call me just now?
Yeah.
No, because like, you know, when you eat dinner at 3:30, I mean, that'll, you know.
I know. Like, it ain't real good, you know, like I can't, you know, it's not even good for the dating life. But like, listen, you know.
Yeah, Gramps.
Dating? Well, yeah. I thought you don't date.
I know.
When you started mornings again back in.
What's that, Anna?
You just fuck.
Yeah, he can't right now. He can't get it up.
I tried to beat off yesterday.
Can't even fuck yourself.
Can't even fuck myself. No. I tried to fuck myself yesterday, and I couldn't fuck myself.
I wish I was. I don't wish I was there, but I wish I was there to see like you giving up, like the defeat.
Well,
you know,
what do you do?
I just jumped in the shower. I'm like, man, like, I gotta get all this shit off my.
Fuck you, dick.
All this fucking coconut oil off my shit.
Anna, do you even get to that point of like?
Yeah.
And you just give up?
Oh, no, I always fall through. I finish what I started.
But the only, so this COVID shit, the only thing that has really made me feel, now I've been on everything. Yeah. I've been on the ivermectin.
Oh, we know.
I've been on the fucking hydroxychloroquine.
Nebulizer.
I've been on a nebulizer.
The Big Fildo 5,000 bits.
Love you, Fildo. Gonna miss you on from Friday.
Woo!
The very not real well attended Bubba birthday party.
Oh, stop.
Everybody came to Blitch's. Nobody's coming to mine.
Yeah, because we're all infected now. See?
So anyway. Oh, maybe that's why they don't want to come.
You yeah. think?
Oh, I don't blame
they
you.
They have things to do.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, stay alive.
Like, yeah. Oh, everybody's sick except for Lummy. Well, should on. We come or not?
I'm going to be, Blitch, that's why I'm getting a test every day. I'm going to have like 4 or 5 negative tests in a row.
Country girl, 92, yeah, but... 5,000. No.
Blitz.
Well, that'll make one of us then.
But Blitz, what I'm saying
I'm
is...
I'm still positive probably Blitz is.
Yeah.
Negative Willie.
You're, Anna, you're going to be Gross. Negative by Friday.
Hopefully.
You're going to be negative by Friday.
And you'll test negative as well.
She's negative. Yeah.
I'm negative all the time.
Yeah.
I wish you had shown a test.
Like, I can't even fucking believe that anything positive would come out of her.
It was negative, and then I actually got a positive.
Yeah. So, and Blitz, I'm positive you'll be negative by then.
Yeah, the doctor. Okay.
But I got to tell you, this motherfucker has been a motherfucker.
You're not even, I mean, we're not over it yet.
Yeah.
I think I'm over it.
Well, I mean, we're over the bad part, but like, it's going to be another couple weeks until we're 100%.
Linger.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, Blitz, should I keep up my going to bed extra early? I mean, like, because the only thing that makes me feel better. That really, really regenerizes me and is sleep.
Of course.
Like, and the more I sleep, the better I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just in life in general.
Just in how I do the show.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was feeling so bad that I couldn't even get the setup I need for the show. Like, what day did I try to come back?
Tuesday.
I had zero setup.
What?
Zero.
You had zero setup and you're sick as shit?
Yeah.
No wonder why you wanted to die.
Those pills, though.
Hello? Lummy, you need pills?
No, I'm saying, well, yeah,
I do.
Hello, who's this?
Pills.
Hey, Bubba, it's Fish. How you doing?
What's up, Fish on Jay?
Hey, Fish on the Jay. How you
driving that truck, kid?
Doing great, yeah. People do not know how to avoid a 53-foot trailer when trying to turn wide. I can tell you that today.
Oh, did you get clipped?
Almost. But I want to let you know what I got in the mail yesterday, my new $199 hat, and it is the absolute best. It is super comfortable, fits my peanut head well.
I don't know. I don't know that those are Rainbow Rick's hats, I think.
Yeah, they are.
They're
on sale right now, buddy.
Yeah, Rainbow Rick, I don't do my merchandise through him. So anything that he's selling, he's just, you know, selling to try to get rid of. I was Blitz, he said he would sell it to me, and I could resell it, but he won't return my emails now. I think he's mad at me. Yeah, my merchandise store is BubbaArmyStore.com.
Okay.
Bubba Army Store.
Well, I'm looking to go ahead and get your Air Bubba next.
Yeah.
So is that under?
No,
it's not on there yet. I'm looking at the store. You do have hats on there.
Give me a week, and I'll have the Clem Click, Blix Click, and Air Bob up, okay? Will seems to have his thumb up of his ass lately. But we'll get it. BubbaArmyStore.com, okay?
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
I've been wearing a hat. I've been having a lot of people asking me about you, and I'm just throwing out all the social medias so get more people. As a matter of fact, I was in Universal on Saturday, and I had about 3 people when I was online ask me about you once they saw the name.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's how we herpes our signal across America, buddy. Just slow spread.
One hat at a time.
We appreciate it.
No problem. I'm going to spread it as much as I can.
Spread, kid. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Spread like
Thanks
a virus.
Brandon the Quad with 1,000 bits.
So, Rainbow Rick, I've emailed you several times, and you're like, I'll sell you all this stuff, you know, at a discount so that you can sell it. I don't have to, you know, sell it anymore. And you won't return my stuff. You were supposed to give me, like, the numbers and stuff. Like, are you mad at me?
You mad at me?
You're mad at me? Ooh. Are you mad at me? Ooh. What'd I do wrong? Ooh. Just try to do my merch again. Ooh. Do it myself. Ooh. My merch. Ooh. Please. Ooh. Can I buy my stuff back? Like, Blitz, do you feel like fucking right now? Like, I think...
No.
First of all, this is not a competition.
A little bit.
First of all, this is not a competition.
I will.
Who can jerk off to fruition first?
Who do you think was patient zero?
You.
And who do you think got it the worst?
You and you.
You and, yeah, you.
Yeah, there's no question.
You think I was patient? You think I was the spread?
Absolutely.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I did
thank
have
Thank you
it
for
bad.
The antibodies. Hey, thank you.
Wow. Stockholm.
I'm just, you know, bright side.
Hey,
that's all.
Your last month bonus was a double kicker. It was the money and it was the Rona.
I'll take it.
The one thing I'm glad is that for the most part we all got it at the same time.
Yeah.
And
now, Lummi, you're the only one.
Lummi needs to go get an antibody test.
Yeah, I'm going. I actually signed up for Thursday.
Lummi, how about your beard? Are you needing it trimmed? Or
Once you're 100% away from the corona, I will let you get as close to my face as possible because I like you dyeing my beard. As long as you actually keep you know, kind of making me look good.
What are you saying, that one of these days I'm gonna rib?
Oh yeah, he knows better.
Lummi.
No. I mean, I think that you actually want me to.
If
look
I was
good.
Gonna rib, I would have ribbed the first one.
I know.
Well,
that's true.
You got to build up trust.
Full sense of security.
Oh, don't.
And then, whoops! I slipped. Lummi, a racing stripe right down your face.
Yeah. You see, Lummi, it's such a thrill as to when that one's gonna be.
I know.
Oh,
it's gonna be like right before his kid's born.
No,
so all those pictures
horrible,
of him holding
man.
His son chest
gob
to chest
showing with that kid in the picture.
It's gonna be a racing stripe.
Can you imagine just chest to chest with little Sparky, and he's got this big
Sparky.
Mr. T racing stripe down his deal.
I mean, we were talking about Nate, you know, having you be the godfather.
It's like
am I gonna be the godfather?
I mean, you're definitely 100% allowed to babysit.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
can
I
tell you something?
I
100% don't want to babysit.
I know you don't, but
I mean, I would though. If you and Ashley got in a car crack and I had to
car wreck,
and I had to pick you the little kid up from school. But come on, little Lummi, we're gonna go get mom and dad.
Like, Brett, get over there and pick up little Lummi.
Hey, little Lummi, you're
the godfather.
Hey, little Lummi, you're smart. Did you know you're smarter than your dad?
Hi.
He knows he's only 2 months old.
Yeah. Fish on Jay, 1,000 bits.
You know, I have better conversations with you, you little 2-year-old, than I do your dad. Your dad's a fucking idiot.
Nah, papa.
All right, so.
Stockholm.
It'll be Stockholm, too. Your kid will have you Stockholmed. You'll be Stockholmed on your kid.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he's going to run the show. All right, so, Anna, what's this fucking thing you want me to watch on Netflix?
All right. Let me give you the cliff notes. There's twin boys, right?
Yeah.
They're 18, one of them gets in a really bad motorcycle accident, loses.
Do they know each other 0 through 18?
Yeah, they're twins. Identical twins.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a true story.
843 Bubba, 2000 minutes.
So don't watch the trailer. Just listen to her story.
Just let me tell you a story. So one of them gets in a bad motorcycle accident, completely loses his memory, doesn't know anything. It's the only thing he remembers, he wakes up, he sees his brother, and he says his brother's name. He doesn't even know his name. He doesn't know where he lives, that he's English, anything. All right?
That's from a bad motorcycle wreck?
Yeah, bad motorcycle wreck.
Was he on a gas?
I don't know what happened. He hit his head. He lost everything. So he's starting from ground zero at 18, has to learn, you know, how to make toast, everything. What's a shower? What, everything. Okay, so then his brother starts filling him in on everything, but he leaves out some details about their childhood.
Well, like, it's kind of cool if you could reset your sister.
Correct.
Well, yeah.
Hype train!
Train!
I was just getting ready to fucking take a sip of something.
All
right, so... Are we going to tell the story or are we going to beg for money?
Are you
going
to tell the whole fucking show so we don't have to watch it?
Yeah. So he leaves out some details that, you know, the brother's trying to protect him.
Can we put the hype train on hold?
Nope.
Fuck city.
His brother has to learn how to shit and eat.
Yeah.
People's names.
But he starts leaving out details about part of their upbringing, and it's very disturbing.
Like, airtight ski pole.
With 5,000 bits.
Like, did they butt?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Go watch it. You'll like it.
It's
shocking.
Bubba, you'll like it.
843 Bubba with 1,100 bits.
So did the one guy...
500.
Did the one guy, like, butt fuck him?
Oh, big dildo again.
I'm not telling you. Oh, my God!
3,000 bits. Two life trains today.
We're done. Are we done?
Big Dildo, 3,000 bits.
The Dildo, I love you.
The choo-choo train.
Come on.
We need to do. We've been off of Twitch for such a while. I'm seeing now where all these people are doing, like,
1,000 bits. Magic Carpet Ride, 78,000 bits.
This is great.
843 Bubba, 3,000 Fiona Flowers. Get to 5 subs.
We're like, doing 2 a day.
That's
awesome.
They're doing, like, subathons, and they're, like, staying there like Jerry Lee Lewis for, like, 24 hours and, like, raising.
How does that work?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the
Oh, okay.
I'm eating a cough drop right now.
Yeah, I know.
How many subs do we have?
So, Blitz, like, would you suggest we do a subathon, or is that dumb?
Sure, as long as we do it right, let's do it.
What? How do you do it, Ross?
Well, we stream for a few days straight.
What?
Yeah, you got to sit up there for a few days, buddy.
Oh, yeah, like the Jerry Lewis, 3 days?
Yeah.
Wow. So do we all come in and host?
You can do it. XQC's going to do it next and break his record. I said we break both of their records.
So do we all come in for like 8 hours?
No, I think I got to stay here for like 3 straight days.
Well, the last subathon was 30. The last one was 31 days.
Iggy McGillicuddy gets it 5 subs and Ned's testicle 1,000 bits. Country Girl 92.
I love her.
Gifted or cheered 4,000 bits.
Them titties. Hold on, Blitz. Somebody stayed on the air for 31 days.
Well, not the whole time.
All right. So what's the official record on these subathons?
It's like almost 280,000 subs.
Oh,
I'm.
We can break that.
How many do we have?
Nobody needs to know.
We got a whole bunch.
I didn't know if that was not. Okay.
But you're saying that the last person that did a subathon did 238,000 subs?
270-something thousand.
Wow.
Paper Tiger gifted 10 subs.
But what were they doing? Were they really important people, or are they just the average Joe, you know, guy? And it turned into something
well,
big.
Well, I mean, Ludwig is a pretty big dude.
Is Ludwig a gamer?
He does everything on Twitch.
Right, and when you're doing these subathon deals, you're like, "Hey, we're just looking for some subs." Hey, why?
Don't they like say like, "Well, they'll do something if they get a certain amount."
So I was like, "Hey, if we get 100 subs, I'm gonna
gifted 100 fucking subs. How about that one? Suck it, bitch."
He said, he'll kick off a subathon right fucking now.
I don't even know that we're trying to do a subathon, but holy shit.
I just got lightheaded on that
fucking
Phil
Noe. Yeah. And big airtight ski pole and all the other fucking creatines.
Country girl,
the big tennis.
Maybe we're sub king.
So we're not doing a sub thing right now. I'm just trying to figure out how it works.
Okay, so there's a timer on the screen. I mean, you know, you're well-versed in this. So there's a timer on the screen, and the timer counts down, and the more people that give subs, the timer goes up, and you're not allowed to end the stream until the sub timer hits zero.
Oh, so you have to
And the last one lasted 31 days. So they were streaming live for 31 days. You can do that.
But you have to set your goal. Like, what if I put my...
No, there's no goal. There's a sub timer.
And you have to
The timer
commit,
counts down to zero.
But can you set the sub timer at whatever you want it? Could you set it at 12 hours?
Yeah, but a lot of it's like, you know, minutes or seconds. And for every gifted sub, the timer goes back up.
Oh, so and like you, right now, a big photo just gifted 100 subs, it would add
however many to that timer. So then you'd have to stay on air live until your timer hit zero, and if people kept donating subs, you could not go off.
Oh, well, Bubba would never get off then.
Well, The last one was 31 days. So.
They would kill me, wouldn't they? I mean, would be like, hey, guys, I got to go. I'm hungry and I'm tired.
But Bubba could have other people come in, right?
But I'm going to let Anna stay in here, my big boy chair. She's got her little titties.
She did last week.
Yeah, I could do cartwheels for you, Bubba.
Little titties.
Mm-hmm. I could do cartwheels.
Skin tabs or whatever they said last
week.
Skin tabs.
Hey, guys, we're doing the Bubba subathon, and it says I can't leave yet. So Anna's going to sit here and sub with you. channel still stays on.
I think
I'm going to go take a little fucking nap in the green room.
I think everybody could do it. Iggy McGillicuddy, 1,000 bits.
Blitz, like, for real, don't be a dick. Do you think we should do something like this, or is it going to be way too cumbersome?
No, we need to do it.
No, for real.
But it's going to suck when you get on and you set your timer for an hour and you don't get enough people and it ends and you're done and you just go home.
Oh, that could happen?
Of course. if the timer always counting down, it only goes back up if people sub.
I don't think the Bubba Army would let that happen.
I don't think so either.
But
like if a guy gave 20 subs, does that get you 20 clicks or 20 more minutes or what?
Yes. You can set whatever a donated sub means, whether it adds a second, a minute, or you know, whatever.
Oh. Now, are you allowed to hand off? It's so that your channel has to stay live.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have people that work for you, they can take over, right?
Yes.
Now, did some of these people, the guy that lasted 31 days, did he have some people step in with him, or did he just, you know, was he just mainlining meth for 31 days?
I mean, he was...
Could he sleep live?
He was sleeping. Yeah, he was sleeping live on his channel.
Matty OCTLC, 1,000 bits.
So, but if I'm on there...
New money.
And I was like...
Iggy McGillicuddy, 2,000 bits.
50 subs. Woo! For Sleeping Bubba.
Yes, that's how it works.
100 subs for Sleeping Bubba.
Big Brain Willie with 1,000 bits.
20 subs for Sleeping Bubba.
That actually probably get a lot of subs just for people to keep it going.
At one time, his timer had built up to 3 days.
Oh my God!
So he was sitting there and knew that he had to be live for 3 more days, no matter what. Even if no one gifted another sub,
even
from
if
this
you
point
said
forward.
Please stop.
Yeah, he.
It almost ends up being a rib, does it not? Like it's almost like they got you in Twitch jail.
Yes.
Torture you.
843 Bubba 2,000 bits. Iggy McGillicuddy 1,000 bits. Read my fucking message, Blitz.
Yes. What does that say, Caesar?
Jobber as fuck. Bit him out. Thanks, Uncle Blitz, for fixing this
here,
shitty
Bubba,
bit.
Let me text you something.
Is it Heather with his titties?
Yeah.
I want to get a text.
Don't say that number out loud.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
What was it?
That's what he got for doing that stream.
The guy that we're just talking about?
Yep.
For 31 days?
Uh-huh.
That's how much money you made?
Uh-huh. That's just in subs. Bubba, not including all the bits and stuff.
Bubba, would we get a bonus if we do that for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Bubba said, I'm starting right now. We're doing a subathon, baby.
No, but that's what our promotion for May is going to be. I got to build my tolerances up for that one.
Bubba, can we get on some gimmicks on that one?
Yeah, I'll spawn, sure, but we're going to have to plan that out, Blitz. There's a chance we could go 10, 15, 20 days.
Ooh.
Correct.
Iggy McGillicuddy, 1,000 bits.
On it's acting like she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, right. You know, she can't get away from the fucking microphone. 843 Bubba, 2,625.
I'm like, that's all?
Yeah.
I want to do more.
But you know what, Blitz? We'd actually have to set up like a sleeping area in the green room. Like, and have, we have showers, obviously. We have a shower here, too, but we have one that's private. Right? And people have to bring, like, you know, you'd have to be almost. Or, Blitz, should we get hotel rooms around here? That might be probably better.
Or, I mean,
air mattresses.
Ooh, there's a Hilton right across the street.
I almost think everybody gets a hotel room.
I live close
enough.
A month. I'm good,
Bubba. That's true. That's
for a month.
You're right.
Bubba, I live close enough. I'm good. I'm 6 minutes away.
Hey,
Anna.
I think we can figure it out.
Check your text, Anna. Like, so assuming,
oh, what am
assuming,
I not? What, am I not on this?
Hold on,
like, this
hold on.
Cool
assuming,
text,
fuck you.
Click. Me, we got
assuming,
going on
assuming it did well, that would be your cut.
What?
No, hold on. Send me what you're giving her, bitch. I'm the one.
That'd be my cut.
Grouper love gifted. If it did, like,
bitch,
awesome.
I live here now.
Hold on.
Bitch, I live here.
You better send me, Blitz, what you sent her,
I'll
so I can
tell
you. I'll
sleep with the goats.
if we got that guy's numbers, that's what I said.
Okay, well.
Is that what you're giving that bit? No way.
Yeah, way.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
Hold on, I'll tell you what. Hold on.
I'm glad everybody is in this fucking tech sub over here, and I'm fucking just left over here.
Your Apple Watch is
actually
going crazy. Calm down.
Hold on, Missy.
I'm right, though.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Crazy.
Yeah, see, I'm right.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? On it, Blitz is right.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Big Photo said he'll bring his RV here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like.
I guess Cave and I don't get shit. So
shoot, no, Blitz, shoot that same number to Caveman.
Okay.
Shoot that same number to Lummy. It's the same number that Anna got.
Woo. Yeah, Big Photo bring his RV. He's going to get another one from Giant RV Superstore.
Hold on here.
Giant Recreation World?
Yeah. Sure.
And Blitz, let me send you what I think your number would be.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey. What are you writing down, Blitz? What do you think your number should be?
No, I just sent Blitz. What I think, like, or more.
Bubba, can we stream from like outside too if we wanted to do something outside? Yes. Anna gave Blitz poopy D.
Jesus. Yeah, but we don't. But we don't.
Name right there.
But we don't know. But we don't know that we could do that. Blitz. Like, we don't know. Maybe we're taking ourselves a little too.
Let me say the name 5 times already.
Let me. What is it?
Anna Gay Blitz Poopy D 1,000 bits.
Write that down on your trapper keeper. Blitz, but I don't know. Maybe we're taking ourselves too serious, and we're not.
No,
like
I mean, let's be honest. Those numbers are ridiculous. But I mean, we could still do it and be in. And do a good job.
Tugger Shrugger Snort 1,000 bits.
Hello.
I mean, realistically, those numbers are ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, realistically, Blitz, the first number that you sent me What? Send me a realistical number you think we would do.
Yeah, a realistical one.
Like no, like a per, like, you know, a negative thinking but maybe positive kind of deal.
Okay. Hold
Hello,
on.
Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Al in Cincinnati.
Hi, Al.
Hey, I got a good documentary for you and Anna to check out.
Oh, together? Okay. Me and Anna. Well, hey, Anna, we're doc buddies now.
Okay. Is this before or after we make out?
Oh, well, I mean,
oh, sorry.
We've already.
You guys
that.
Already did that at the Mangroves.
Yeah, that's right. My bad.
So what do you got?
Check out the trailer. It's on HBO Max. It's called Class Action Park. It's about a crazy water/adventure park that was in New Jersey that was just off the chains in the 80s and 90s with like beer gardens and everything.
Like strippers.
Pretty
and
wild.
What was it called?
Class Action Park.
Class Action Park. It's a water park from back in the day?
Yeah. This guy couldn't even get insurance back in the day, so he started his own insurance company. The guy, he was like a hedge fund guy. It was all sorts. The people died there. It's a pretty wild story.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, Alan. Thank you. Love you, buddy. Tell your hot wife,
later.
Big Jugs, who said hi.
Did you get my text, Bubba?
Yeah.
I mean, that's realistic.
Honor okay. Trouble butter. Okay. Kidding and then, with a thousand
oh my
bits.
Fucking god!
For how,
both holes?
For how many? Well, for how I, many? For how long? You would think. Week.
Probably about a week.
It's always nice to know. Okay. Yes, sir. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's George, Purple Jersey.
How'd you do, buddy?
Call the Crushing Russian. Call the Crushing Russian, and she'll hook you up with an awesome RV. Set it right outside.
She's so hot, too.
Well, George just went through this.
They hooked me up.
Yeah.
They hooked me up for the whole last 8 days I've been at Bradenton, Bubba. And that place is amazing.
Giant Recreation World, home of the Crushing Russian. They'll bring it right out, set it up for you.
Let George tell you. So George had a little issue. What happened?
Bubba, I got down there Saturday. They delivered the camper Sunday morning to Bradenton.
Right.
Set it up. 2 days in, the AC's making a little bit of racket, and it tripped the breaker. I called them. They brought a brand new AC unit out, put the brand new AC unit on for me, and no charge because it's their unit, it's a rental. And I left Saturday night, Sunday, they came and picked it up back to their
to the warehouse.
They didn't say, oh, we'll come out there with some tools and try to fix it and, you know, get you, bring some tape and stuff and we'll get you going.
Put a brand new one.
Brand new one, no problem.
Hey,
brand
man.
Brand new one, right on the roof.
And have you seen the Crushing Russian, how hot she is?
I haven't. They wanted me to stop by, but I was busy racing and I didn't get a chance.
She is hot as hell. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, another thing. I called a place. I went and got a haircut. They didn't know you were on the air. I called a place in Florida a couple weeks ago to order parts for our big grinder, and they didn't know you were back on the air. So I'm hooking all these people up in Florida. Blummy's right. Everybody talks to.
Thank you.
Don't know you're on the air.
No,
man.
Nobody knows. It's okay. It makes it even more cold and clickish.
Best kept secret around.
Yeah, we're making a living, too. We're doing good.
You guys are doing great, man.
All right, Purple. We love you. We love you, buddy. Love you, Purps.
See you, bud.
See you later, buddy.
Honor Shuffled Buttered Kitty, 1,000 bits. Honor Shuffled Buttered Kitty with another 1,000 bits.
Hello.
Hey, brother. Tampa Terry calling from Canada. I got something good for you, brother.
All right. Listen, you and I, you and I can talk as long as you don't go through your long list of bullshit like the
right.
And out of breath. Just talk to me like a regular dude, Tampa Terry.
Okay, I will, brother.
Too
I'm
late.
Sorry about that.
All right, so come on. The first inkling of a over the breathness or a, you know, like any of your little shtick, I'm out of here. So I'll keep you on as long.
Or what's the threshold to get him kicked off the phone for bits?
Oh,
yeah, we did this on Friday.
Oh, okay. 25K. Gets him right off.
Oh, man.
That's a lot. So, anyway, go ahead. I mean, I want to give Tampa Terry a chance. So, Tampa Terry, go ahead.
Yes, sir, brother. There's a documentary on HBO Max about racing in Indiana called, it's from the early 2000s. It's called Dirty Driving, the Thunder Cars of Anderson, Indiana, brother. I was wondering if you ever saw it.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm familiar with Anderson, Indiana, the racetrack. Very familiar with that.
Well, hey, I think that documentary would be right up your alley, brother. It's about the Anderson, Indiana racetrack and some of the people that go race there. And I think if that had came out a little bit more recently, all those people would have reality shows. And I think it would be right up your alley, brother.
All right. What's it called again, Tampa Terry?
Dirty Driving, the Thunder Cars of Anderson, Indiana, brother.
Perfect. All right, Terry. Well, thank you for a very non-irritating phone call. Thank you.
And hey, brother, you know, I think the subathon is a good idea, brother. I would gladly watch you sleep on the subathon.
Yeah. Would you sub at all?
Auto Travel Butter Kitty 5,000 bits.
Yep. 20,000 left to go.
20,000 left to go, and he's out of here quicker than he's almost out of here. So,
hell,
I mean,
yeah, I would throw some subs, brother, making it rain.
I don't think you're a lot, you don't really contribute much at all. Like you just contribute your bullshit. You take a lot in, but don't give a lot out. Like, you know, like an airtight ski pole, the fucking taking in to giving out ratio is astronomical.
Yeah.
Big Phil, though. I feel like I'm a fucking absolute, you know, whore for him.
Yeah.
I'm just his little bitch.
Hang up. Said hang up on this motherfucker. Hierarchy 65, 5,000 bits.
Okay, that was an extra 5,000. Make sure you don't pick up again on him.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. So, Anna, let's go back to the twins. God.
I don't even want to watch anymore.
Come on, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
All right. Let's fuck.
You do look cute today.
I do?
She always does.
No, not always. Today she looks cute. Christ. She looks cute as fuck.
Oh, thank you. Is it because I'm wearing all Bubba Army gear?
No, I can't tell in your fur coat you got over there. You just look cute today. Well,
thank you.
843 Bubba, 5,000 bits.
I can barely see you. That's why you look so good.
Shut the fuck up.
Didn't we get a new camera for her?
No, it was a lot of problems with FedEx.
Yeah, it got shipped back because it was in your name and only you can go get it. And it was last week and they said, too bad, so sad, we're sending it back.
FedEx are a bunch of dicks, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they were actually really nice one day and then the manager said, go fuck yourself, pretty much. So I didn't want to bother you with that, Bubba, and I tried to have other people outside try to help out, and it didn't help.
Well, I was ready for you were going to FaceTime me, yes. And I was going to show my driver's license. I was ready to go, sit in my recliner.
Yeah, and the manager told me to go fuck myself, pretty much.
But so, are we ever going to get this camera?
So they're going to send it back to where they bought it from, and then when they refund the people, Scott and Big Gulp, and all those people that bought it, then they're going to rebuy it and send it back.
And it's a camera specifically to make Anna even look fucking hotter.
Yes, hey, it is.
Thank you.
So Anna, we got these two 18-year-olds. Yeah. Let me just wait a minute. This one get one. They're identical twins.
Correct.
The one of them gets in a bad motorcycle wreck. He forgets a bunch of shit. He has to relearn life. Well, his brother, his identical brother, in teaching him some shit, leaves out like maybe the butt fucking and stuff.
He omits some information about their childhood, and then he later finds out what it is.
So then the guy that eventually finds out that...
When the incident, like the motorcycle incident happened when they were 18, he doesn't fully know the story of what happened to him until they're both 54.
Oh.
Yeah, it's it.
It's hard to explain without giving it all away.
Does he get full hot on it then?
Well, what happens is he finds out what happens, like just the bare minimum, when he's like 32. And then he's like, has my whole life been a lie? You know, and so there's that whole issue. He's like, am I going to have to relearn from zero again? Because you were feeding me details and a life that didn't exist.
And who do I turn to tell me the truth?
Right, exactly. Because he just trusted his brother with everything. So then his brother says, like, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's going to fuck your whole life up. And so then for 20 years...
Did he fuck his wife?
No. He's like, it's going to fuck your whole life up. And then finally, after 20 years, the brother tells his twin exactly what happened when they were kids, what happened to them. And it's like fucking disturbing. So I think you'll like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but is it like... Sometimes I get scared.
No, it's not scary. But it's just disturbing and macabre, right? That's the word.
Macabre?
Yeah, just like kind of gruesome.
It's a type of bird.
You're into bird? I'm not into bird.
It's a type of bird.
I'm not into bird fucking.
Well, I am.
No, is it only a one-off, Willie? It's a one deal?
An hour and 25 minutes, done deal.
Yeah.
All right, so what's this called? Who am I?
Tell me who I am.
All right, so I need to watch that.
I think you'll like it.
So if you have the
picture of a normal family.
Is this a trailer?
But none of that.
Yeah. The trailer's kind of shitty.
It was a fantasy that I was creating for him.
How could we have secrets? We don't have secrets.
Let me text that
to
me.
It's a true story.
All right.
Text me what it's called. Like, who am I?
The one person. that I absolutely trusted.
In like 3 hours, I'll be able to text Lummy back and go, what do you mean, who are you? You're Lummy, you stupid motherfucker.
Fuck with me. I'm trying to rush. You're not supposed to be in bed by 5.
I just took my pills and you don't know who you are.
Lummy, I just got done eating at 3:15, Lummy. God damn it, Lummy. It's 3:15. I'm trying to get a nut.
Lummy, you got to go, bark, 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 bark. Like a bird. Like a macaw.
I just cried. I cried. For days. I have been lying for 20 years.
I've seen enough of this bullshit.
Okay, well.
Is it these guys in the movie?
Yeah.
Are these actors?
No, that's them.
Oh, it's them?
Yeah.
Stupid. Can you, Lummy, can you remake out that stupid accent?
Can you take that? Can you make it American?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're two twins, Bubba.
Well, that's not any better.
Oh. How do you want my accent to be?
No.
I can be
Japanese.
Australian.
Yeah, no accent at all.
And you know what I hate more than anything? Watching Netflix and then they put the fucking subtitles on there and you have to try to go in there and figure out how to take the fucking subtitles off.
What? You just go to subtitles and say
no,
turn off.
Sometimes it's kind of like, you want to.
Sometimes you got to press two buttons at once.
I get really fucking mad. I'm like, then I forget my fucking password. So I go in there
and call Tara and be like, Tara, get over here. What's your password?
No, like, but I forget I got my own account. So over.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I do have my own account.
On Netflix, he does.
Once you're in, you're in. It's not like you need to sign in to
change
the
subtitles. I know, but sometimes my shit resets itself or some bullshit.
The fuck?
Because Tyler's on, like, I got a kid. He's got an account on my account.
Sounds like you got a shady box that you're working with.
900 people watching on the same account.
Pipe down over there.
So I'm trying to fucking get my shit signed up.
Yeah,
and I forget
my shady box.
Do you have 6,000 channels?
All right, listen, Anna. You just,
that are all free.
Just simmer down over there.
I'm trying to figure out how to get back on this fucking deal. And then I was like, reset your password. And then you got to. You use a remote control to
how
go
you
through all these.
A password, you got a shady box.
But then you got, this fucking keyboard that you're going on with your fucking.
Oh, the keyboard, not the keyboard.
No, with the remote control, and you have to go clear to the fucking main, and down to the fucking U, and then over to the back.
Left, right.
Then over to this motherfucker, then back up there, then you can't find the C, then oh, it's fucking right there. And then I got to flip it over to the asterisk McGillicuddy and get 3 of those motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's not worth it. The documentary's not that good. Don't worry about it.
I was trying to watch something on Netflix this weekend, and I was trying to figure out how to get these fucking subtitles off.
Tyler's not here, so I can't just say, Tyler, get in here and take off these stupid subtitles.
I usually say, Tyler, what? Come in here. Second. What? Can you get these fucking subtitles? I'm trying to watch this documentary, and it's putting the words on the screen. Yeah, Dad, it's the subtitles. I know what the fuck it is. Can you take it off my screen? Dad, you just go into the setting. I said, you do it. You fucking do it. And he'll do it. And he can just fucking hear him clowning my shit when he's walking back to his room.
I watch all those pornos.
But fuck him. He had me come over to Tara's house like a month ago because his racing computer wouldn't work for iRacing. So I get over there. I'm like, what have you done? He's like, this, and this. I'm like, okay. So we updated it and did all this shit. I was like, and like rebooting it didn't help. He goes, well, I didn't try that. So rebooted it. Worked just fine.
Oh, God.
It's called a reset.
Got his dad's fucking tree. Yeah. He's got some of me in him. Poor
he's got
kid.
His racing skills for me, too.
No, I was a horrible racer compared to him. Hello?
He went Jacksonville.
Buzzy,
huh?
It's Buzzy.
Hey, Buzzy.
Hey, congratulations, Buzzy.
Pass eating award.
No, he's a fucking grandpa.
Oh, congratulations, Buzzy Bob. Congratulations.
Did your son or daughter have a baby?
Oh, they're going to in December.
Oh, okay.
December. But you just learned about it, though, didn't you?
So you just found out about it?
Yeah, December. I just found out.
Good. Now, is this going to be your first one?
Yeah, first one.
Oh, this little kid's you're going to spoil the shit out of this little kid.
Oh, I'm going to spoil the shit out of it. He's going to be the best American president ever when he grows up.
I hope somebody related to Buzzy's end up running this fucking place. Awesome. You can't run any worse than it's being done now. No, Buzzy, are you kind of hoping for a boy, though? Because you could take a boy out trucking and shit. You can't take a girl across the fucking road.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping for a boy. But, hey, I'll be happy with a girl.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we all say.
What about an ex?
Like if Tara could have, Tara can't have kids, but if she did, man, I'd be like, do not have a fucking daughter.
And it's going to be a he or she. It ain't going to be a he or, you know what I'm saying.
It's not going to be a he, she.
Well, like if, I mean, you know, whatever. People can do whatever they want.
Well, they can. But
no, they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
People can.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, motherfuckers. They can do whatever they want.
People can do whatever you want. You want to be a good boy, be a boy. You want to be a girl, be a girl. You want to be a schmirl, be a schmirl.
Exactly.
You want to be fucking Ronald McDonald, be Ronald McDonald.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck.
Me, Buzzy's gonna be the grandpa.
Be an ass eater.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking.
You're gonna
tell your girl being an ass eater.
You're gonna tell, hey, listen, little kid. You know, grandpa's good. We come from a long line of ass eating.
And he's patient zero too.
Patient zero ass eater.
God damn.
Patient zero.
Now he goes back to the eat the ass. God damn.
I know.
It sure does.
When's the last time you got a hold of a nice ass, Buzzy?
Do what?
When's the last time you got a hold of a nice ass?
Or your wife.
Actually, it was last week before I left. Went to North Carolina.
Did you get up in that? Did you get up in that ass?
Oh, I got up in it.
Yeah, good.
Oh, and then he came to us and gave us the Corona.
And then we got the Corona. part of my respiratory system is your wife's asshole.
Got this mug and a fucking virus.
All right, Buzz, we got to get going.
Now,
but
Wait a minute. What I called in about was, did you get that email about that bonehead steel toe guy?
No, what's wrong with Joe?
He's been talking shit.
I got an email.
Yeah, he's been talking shit.
I got an email
right
here.
What's he been talking shit about?
Said that your show sucks and we all suck and fuck everyone.
What do we do to him?
Yeah. So, he said that.
All right, I'm gonna have Lummy read me the email, okay, buddy?
Yeah, he's trying to steal your listeners, and some of them fucking assholes are defecting.
Well, we can't. I mean, if you want to.
Whatever.
Good luck to Joe. I'm not going to play his bullshit games.
Well, I liked the guy until he started bullshitting.
Yeah, he's just trying to get some attention.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, buddy.
You've been talking with a buzzard.
See you later, buddy. Now,
bye.
Lummy, you got some type of email?
Yeah, it's from Buzzy, right? It's from Buzzy.
All right, we'll just read. See what Buzzy. We might be able to understand it better.
Bubba, sorry I missed the live show yesterday. I had to go to bed. I was up trucking all night, hauling Cummins motors back to Iowa from North Carolina.
Fucking Cummins diesel.
Cummins.
That's sexy.
But when you and Dr. Dan was thinking,
Blitz, we'd like to have a nice big Cummins diesel motor.
Ew. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I know you're ready for that Cummins.
We could really generate the whole town of fucking Dunedin with that shit.
Hell yeah.
What do you got, Lummy?
But when you and Dr. Dan was thanking all us truck drivers for what we do, someone in chat said, if truckers are so good, then why are all the shelves fucking empty? Well, it's because Biden's giving away all the free money.
All right, Buzzy, enough of the political bullshit.
Because people want free money. Blah, blah, blah. One more thing. The Steel Toe Show tried to convince Bubba Army listeners to defect to his show while you were off with COVID. He said to listen to him in the mornings and then listen to your replay. He basically said, Lummy, Anna, Blitz K, Dr. Dan, and everyone wasn't good co-hosts. I liked the guy until he hated on the BRN. He's on my can't be trusted list. Sorry for the long email. Love you all. Sincerely,
I mean, look, he
Buzzy
might be right about the last part, but screw him.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Steel Toe Joe just saw an opportunity to get some people, and he did it. Whatever.
Yeah.
People, whatever. Good luck, Joe. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
Hi, Brandon DeQuan. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a movie for you. It's called the Seven Yard Walk. It's about this kid from Iowa. They got paralyzed on the football field.
Called 7 Year Walk?
Seven Yard Walk.
Yeah.
7 Yard Walk.
The Chris Norton story.
Oh, it's Jim's brother.
Pretty good.
Sam's brother?
Jim's brother? Yeah, Chris Norton.
So was he a high school kid who got paralyzed during football?
Well, in college he got paralyzed.
And then he went 7 yards for a TD?
When he got married.
Yeah, he tried to walk down the aisle.
It's a 7 yard walk when you get married.
Bubba knows it.
Oh, look at that.
But,
is this a pre-roll?
Yeah, it's pre-roll.
I hope so. Jesus. I hope that's a pre-roll.
Hold on here.
A kid who wore number 5 in high school and 16 in college was given a 3% chance of ever moving again.
I'm not going to be part of the...
Is this a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
97% that recover from this. I had to relearn how to move different parts of my body.
Man, I don't know if I could be. I'd be like, this is just too much for me.
I know.
Give me some pills.
It was like a sense of freedom. And when I met Emily, everything changed.
That's a Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, with Buckeye shirts.
Oh, when Iowa played
Pride. Outback Bowl.
Yeah.
Chris came up with the idea of wanting to walk to get his diploma. We had no idea how he was going to walk across the stage.
Man, you couldn't save me. I started going, man.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm pie-faced. Poor Anna, I flat.
He was working 4 or 5 hours every single day, sometimes even more.
I went to that graduation walk knowing I busted myself for years.
Christopher Norton.
That's an awesome bitch right there.
Yeah.
Her.
That girl is hot, and yeah. She's cool.
That's cool as fuck.
It's gonna make me cry.
Oh,
let me
God.
Bust
let
me my Wi-Fi. Ass right
Pretty
up.
Good, Brandon.
Let me Wi-Fi.
Dan LaRock, $50. Kiss Ash. Thank you,
and
Daniel.
You do a little bit more, a little extra on everything that you do, what you're supposed to do. That's when you can make.
And they had kids too.
Like the most significant.
A bunch of kids.
That means he has a huge dong
to be able to walk, Emily.
What's that mean, Lummy?
And he has a huge dong.
Down the aisle of our wedding.
They adopted him,
and we're gonna go 7 yards.
Not so much of a huge
and
dong,
walk
now, Lummy.
Side by side. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Oh, he hasn't walked the island yet? He hasn't walked
That's what this movie is. 7 yards is how much he had to walk.
Okay. Oh, this is going to suck.
Oh, it's going to fuck
me up. Anna's going to fucking watch this 3 times.
I'm already wanting to cry right now. More than usual.
But imagine if you would have felt like when he was like almost there.
Now, Brandon, is there ever any sense of like, when you were, you know, diagnosed with what you got, did they ever have? Was there ever a chance for you ever?
To walk or have sex?
Yes.
Never mind, you answered the question beautifully.
Bubba's been promising sex now for like 3 years.
Well, should we get... I could get him some...
You have been promising him. You said come to the party.
I can get him some pussy.
That's what you've been saying.
Okay, Brandon, listen. Now that I know that it's for real, does your dick work?
He masturbates.
Okay, then, Brandon, would your mom be...
His mom was all about it. His mom brought him here so you could get him laid.
All right, so, Brandon...
My brother's going to come down.
Brandon, I'm going to get you... I promise. Part of... And you know, Blitz, that he's going to be certainly a Hall of Fame candidate, too. I would think that Brandon the Quad's probably a Hall of Fame candidate. Would you not... You know, there's 20 candidates.
Probably.
Yeah. So,
depends on how we do it.
So, Brandon, I'm just saying, I'm going to get you some pussy. This is true.
Well, did you hear what he just said, Bubba?
What?
Brandon, go ahead. Say, what were you just saying?
I said in June, we're planning on coming down for a week, just hanging out.
Bam.
My brother's going to come down, so then my mom don't even have to do nothing.
Get to working, Bubba. In June, he'll be here.
All right, so I'll get you some pussy in June.
So we can do a documentary, 1,300 miles, you know, for pussy. That's what it is from Iowa to Tampa.
We know a guy,
it's real tearjerker.
Guy had to go 7 yards for to get married. This guy went 1,300 miles to get some pussy.
But when it happens, it happens.
Quite the explosion. So listen, you
a
need to
BRN
make
production.
It's a Bubba Raw production with a fucking ex-cop killer producer.
Wait until you see this movie.
So, Brandon, when you know your dates, please give me as much advance warning as I can. This is quite the project.
He's giving you the warning right now. He's coming in June, buddy.
He doesn't know the day yet.
Well, I'm telling you, he said he's coming in June. So
any day, because I'm gonna go down to Orlando first and get you some tenderloins.
Oh, you gonna go down to Indiana and get me some tenderloins?
No, I'm gonna go down to Orlando to Morris Meats and get you some fresh pig tenderloins.
All right. Well, when you know your dates of when you're gonna be in Tampa, Florida, and stuff, and where you're gonna be in the whole nine yards, get it to me so I can start working on some pussy for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it's locked in. I got you locked in on the puss, kid.
Yeah, I'll lock in on it, yeah. And I don't care how much it weighs either.
That's a fucking trooper right there.
Yeah,
trooper. That means he's really
Brandon, you don't throw a fit.
Yeah, like Brandon. I mean, it's going to be it's going to be an adult female. That's all I can really promise. Yeah, it's going to be an adult. It's going to be an adult consensual female.
That's all he needs to know.
I'm just saying, I don't care what it is. I'll do anything.
He'll fuck it.
You're going to fuck the shit out of it, aren't you, buddy? Long as it's got a pussy and a pulse.
Well, I'll just lay there. She's going to have to do most of the work.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's all right. She's going to know her instructions.
Yeah.
There's no question we can find someone for Brandon.
Mason H.O.D.
Now, Brandon, you know, how big is your... I mean, like, you know...
Well, I wear a medium-sized condom.
Medium?
Well, we don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't want to... condoms are for sailors. I haven't worn one since 82.
But,
I mean, like, you know, like how... like
condom, schmondom. Who the fuck wears that?
I can't tell this bitch, oh, he wears a medium condom.
Catheter.
But wait, no, we don't know what the fuck that means, though.
How big's your dick?
How big is your dog,
Bubba,
Brandon?
Picture. Send Bubba a picture.
No, I don't want no fucking picture of his dick. Send on that picture.
Do. No, take it. Pictures out of Bubba.
No, I don't want his fucking dick.
Send
picture.
Me the goddamn picture.
Can you send a, for show purposes only, for research purposes only, and trying to strategically position you with the right person.
Right.
We might need to get a picture of your cock.
It says a medium catheter, 29 mil, according to Bing Lummy.
Lummy.
29 millimeters.
I know that means
29 millimeters. That's less than 3 inches.
Lummy, he's got a 3-inch cock.
But he also, actually, 29 millimeters is 1.14 inches.
I mean, 3 centimeters.
He said a medium catheter.
Brandon, when it's hard, how big
it's
is
an inch and a half.
I didn't mean to blow him up. I didn't know what the millimeters meant.
It's soft.
When it's hard, it's 5 inches?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
You're probably just a little less than normal.
No, average, woman. Bubba.
Yeah, that's average.
Well, that's part of my disability. I'm just a little less than normal.
Yeah, there you go. There 5-inch cock.
You're fine, Brandon. We'll find someone for you.
Is it thick? Yeah. Is it bulbous?
No,
has it got a purple head?
It's like a Red Bull can. Red Bull cans are 5 inches.
Is it thin or is it a little bit thick?
The head's a little bit thick.
It's thin, Bubba.
No, it's thick.
It doesn't matter. We'll find some chick that's fucking
in the thin dick.
I mean, there's some chicks that are specifically in the thin dick.
Yeah, there's a Reddit. So there's a subreddit for that, I'm sure.
It's a Coke can. It's a Coke can, right, Brandon?
Brandon. Should we get a picture of it?
No.
So in case.
No.
What?
Yes, Lummy.
He texted me a lot. I don't want to see
him. Oh, yeah, you got Lummy's number. There you go. Just text Lummy.
Brandon. Lummy, your cock.
Brandon,
yeah.
Send it.
I don't
want to
see it.
Brandon, find the best picture of your cock.
Ashley's going to be like, what the
find
hell
the best
going
picture
on?
Of your cock, okay?
I hope Ashley.
Like, we all got pictures of our cocks, and we got good ones.
Anyone that has Lummy's number, just start sending them pictures of cocks.
You're an asshole, Blitz.
Hootie-hoo. Iggy. Purple jersey. Everybody just start sending cock pics to Lummy.
Yeah.
No.
Lummy's in the cockpit harvesting.
Just strangers start airdropping cocks every time they see him around.
Where'd you get some cockpits over there? Jesus Christ.
Just strangers. Brandon, can you get a picture of your cock in its best looking form?
I swear to God, if I start getting cockpits.
And get it over to Lummy so that when I'm talking
Lummy's
to these gals.
Lummy's hungry for cockpits.
When I'm talking to these gals, I can say, well, I got a picture of his dick. So there's, you know, there's this right here. They're like, oh, okay. And he's in a wheelchair.
He's a virgin.
I'm gonna pay a little extra.
You don't have to worry about anything. He's a virgin.
He's a virgin. He's
clean.
Yeah, he's gonna wear a condom. You know, he probably won't last but a couple minutes. I mean, because you're gonna go to town on him, aren't you? I mean, you're not gonna start off slow, are you, Brandon?
Well, I can't really do anything. She's just gonna have to get on top and just take me for a ride.
I know, but what I'm saying is like that ride ain't gonna be very long. You're gonna get your nut quick, aren't you?
It'll probably be about
30 seconds. 30 seconds, yeah. 30 seconds of work. Here's what you're dealing with.
We'll have to tell her then, you know, maybe this might be a twofer.
Yeah, like maybe we could, you know, get like a Friday night and like a Saturday night.
Or, how much for an hour?
Yeah, Brandon, would you want to go multiple times?
He's going to have to. The first one, I mean...
No, but Brandon, can you regroup, like, after you get your first nut? Like, how fast can you get hard again?
Well, just for a reference, yesterday I did it 3 times in 2 hours.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. So we need to find a chick that's willing to accommodate this.
For how much does 1 hour cost us?
I don't have any idea.
No, that's what we're going to have to tell her.
Mm. Right.
Listen, we need you for an hour. That could be 2 fucks, it could be 3, it could
well, it's
be
gonna
one.
Be, yeah.
Some kissing.
She needs to
act like a girlfriend.
Yeah, the girlfriend experience.
We want a girlfriend experience.
Yeah, yeah, Jiffy.
You know, like after you get your nut, then she's going to clean you up, and then she's going to give you some kisses.
Right.
Then she's going to nibble on your fucking nipples, and then she's going to rub your back.
That's good.
Then she's going to rub your ass. Then she's going to turn you over and start jacking your dick again, get it hard.
That's exactly what Brandon did.
Then she's going to jump back on it.
Keep going, bub. I'm almost there.
She's going to fucking ride the shit out of her for about 15 seconds.
Put on her strap on.
Then she's going to hop off. She's going to go get a warm wash rag.
Fuck you, buds.
She's going to clean you
all
up.
What did I say, Lummy?
She's going to go get you.
Everyone's texting me right now. Oh, thank you, bitch.
She's going to go get you a drink of water, and then she's going to wipe off your cock again. Then she's going to start playing with it again. This is about a minute 45. She gets it hard again. She jumps back in right at the 55 mark. Dick. Boom. Out. Double zeros. Hard out.
One hour and three nuts. That's exactly what, well, I mean, maybe two. But yeah,
That's about why. That's about how it's going, right?
But absolutely. You know, yeah. That's exactly what needs to happen.
And that would be perfect with you, would it not, Brandon? Your first love-making experience.
The next day, happy man.
Hold on, that's better than most dudes get for their first time.
Yeah.
Most dudes, it's fucking, 4 seconds, you're over, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, and then you're done.
You're like, it's okay. Yeah. Happens to the best of them. I gotta go. I got Chad down the road.
Whoa.
Well, I'm gonna say she's young. Why is she gonna fucking hang around with you when she's just, most of it's just one nut.
Limp dick Willie.
Wait, Bubba, who was your first one?
Candy.
No, it wasn't Candy. That was in college.
Nikki Doherty,
that's right. She had two sisters, right?
Fuck all of them?
She didn't have two sisters. She had her dad named Boots.
That's right. Boots.
Her dad was named Boots, and she rubbed the corduroy off my car.
Yeah, and she made you cry.
That's right. It's in my notes. I have all your.
She jacked me off at the Fiddler Fiddler Cement plant.
Yeah, I got fucking corduroy, blue corduroy left on her arms.
And we didn't fuck. She just jacked my shit off, and then
that's good too, though.
Yeah, Nikki's Nikki daughters. Boots is dad.
How old are you?
It's daughtery.
I was
whatever. I didn't. So, thank you.
Junior in high school. So was it 17, 16?
Then you had Penny Proctor right after that.
Oh, Penny fucking Proctor.
And then Christine Hudson.
Penny Proctor is the one that made me cry. Oh. Remember we were in her basement?
The other guy called.
Yeah, we were in her basement. Off of Fir Road in Mishawaka.
Oh yeah, Fir Road.
FIR Road goes through Bremen.
It sure does. Whatever that means.
Living this big, her dad was fucking rich as shit. She had one of those back when you were rich, you had like an A-frame house made out of logs.
And she had her own fucking phone line.
Yeah, in her basement. We're in there, and I'm fucking fingering her, kissing her. We just been to the Showbiz Pizza deal
because you're in love.
And I just bought her the new Lionel Richie fucking disc. Yeah, we're listening to it.
Well,
Eric with a thousand bits.
Say me.
Was it a 45?
No, it was a big 33, buddy.
Oh, okay. Wasn't a disc. It was a fucking album.
It was an album, and we're listening to it, and next thing you know, I'm fucking kissing her.
You're in love. You're ready to marry this bitch.
Oh, I love this one more than anything.
Yeah.
She was the fucking hottest.
Yep. You're planning your wedding.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, in your mind, you know.
I love her.
Yeah.
So much.
And then what happened?
And then the fucking phone goes off, and we're like, "Make," I said, "Oh, don't have to tell you about it." Well, then you'd be like, "Hi, this is Penny. I'm not in right now. Please leave your message after the beep."
Beep.
Yeah, Penny, this is Doug. I'll be over about 4:30 today. Let me know if things change with you. Is that you still, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to my strikeouts, buddy. I got you some pussy coming. Let me know the days.
Yeah. See you, Brandon.
Bye. Bye, buddy. So I'm like, who's...
You're like, what the fuck was that?
Who's Doug? And she goes, oh, Doug's this other guy I'm seeing.
Oh, shit.
I go, and he was a senior, too. He's a year older.
He was probably really hot.
He was fucking like Johnny, Varsity Blues and shit. I was just probably, the fucking bad guy across his tracks.
Right. That'll fuck you up, man.
She's like, yeah, I really like Doug. We go to the same school.
She's
a year older than you are.
Then you moved on to what? Christine?
Well, we're not done yet, Lummy. Jesus.
And I cried.
Yeah, like right there with her?
In front of her?
Yeah, I'm like, I love you.
Oh, no.
She's like, wow.
Now, had you said you loved her before that?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that kind of
I'd only been inside her for one time. As soon as you get inside of somebody, you fucking love them.
Well, especially at that age.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time you get inside, it's puss. You're like, oh, I
you just pretend not to say it for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're like, I love you.
What's that like?
So, was Christine Hudson pussy. Still in high school?
So, yeah, well, Christine Hudson was the girl that was in high school, but I was in college, remember?
Oh.
Are you going to cry again?
No, we can't talk about that.
Oh. Well, I thought that was a different name.
Ooh.
It's like Greta.
Well, no,
Gretchen.
No, we're not talking about that name.
That was Gretchen.
Oh, Joe Fox.
We're not talking about Gretchen, no.
Everson.
So, Elifson.
Everson.
So, it went Nikki Daugherty, then it went Chris Andrews. She was my next door neighbor.
Like
I don't have that one.
Chris Andrews, and she would just—I just went to the prom with her, and she lit up the cigarette, and I'm like, "Ew, I don't like girls that smoke cigarettes. Dad, you're a dirty girl." So
wait,
I
what? What? Oh, she was smoking cigarettes.
She smoked a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
I caught her smoking a cigarette with other bad girls, and I'm like, "Oh, I don't like girls that smoke cigarettes."
Right? You still like that?
What was the sisters that you had on top of the bunk bed?
I don't know.
You mean
Joe Fox.
Picture, right? The picture
Joe
you mean?
Fox, right?
Well, there was a Mary Fox, and then there was a Jill and the Joe Fox.
I thought you had Joe Fox, her senior picture was on top of your bunk bed.
Yeah, that was Jill Bolesky, Dana Holler, and Lori Howard.
You had their pictures in between the slots of the fucking bunk bed.
My junior and senior year, I had bunk beds, and so I was on the bottom bunk. And like if I had any friend, because I could fucking skip. But the top bunk
he had a
was
fat
just for
neck.
No, but the top bunk was just to store clothes,
of
and
course.
That's where the cat slept. Unless Larry Plummer stayed over, then he'd go up and sit up there, you know. But he wasn't much smaller than me. Fucking bunk was screaming.
Them fucking slats were bending, weren't they?
So I had back. You had seen your picture, so I had Jill Bolesky, Lori Howard, and Dana Holler all pinned up there. And then I would just look at him and jerk the fuck off.
Oh, my God.
Just look at him, and I'd be like on a date with Lori. Be like, okay, I'm going over to her house. I'm picking her up.
You'd be on a date with her?
I'd go in
your mind.
I'd go through a whole series
Know. What was your ultimate date back then in your
mind?
Well,
I'd pick her up, and then she'd get my
car. What kind of car were you doing?
My Maverick.
Your blue Maverick?
74 Maverick.
In line six?
Straight six with a cherry bomb kicker. Elder Brock carburetor.
Did you ever try to like hit the pitcher?
Well, hold on.
No,
let's hear this imaginary date.
So I go pick her up, and then we go out to the lake.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we get some Little Kings.
What?
They were this malt liquor that everybody thought you had to drink.
Oh my God,
Little Kings.
We drank a couple of Little Kings. Then she started sucking my dick.
Okay.
And then we went to Camp Lucerne,
of course,
which is like this real woodsy area. And we fucked in the cabin.
And then you can hide the body.
No.
Oh, sorry.
And then she was my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, because you were in love. You were inside
of
her.
But listen to this, man. Listen to this. When you were boyfriend and girlfriend when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And if you weren't playing a sport, like I only played two sports. I wrestled and played football.
Right.
Well, during spring, I didn't have anything to do. But I also didn't have a girlfriend. But Larry had a girlfriend. So during that springtime when you didn't have to be at practice, you just, as soon as you got off school, you just fucked.
Of course.
You went and picked up your girlfriend, you know, she met you at your car, and then between her house or your house, your parents were working, probably.
Right.
And then you'd just go fuck from, like, 3 to 4. Fuck the shit out of each other. Unless you didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then you'd go jerk off.
Or you'd watch.
From 3 to 4.
That's what I was doing from 3
watching,
to 4.
Watching
like, I know Lori Howard.
And from 4 to 5, I know, maybe 6 to 7.
And I know Lori Howard. She was so hot. That she had, like, when she was a sophomore, she had, like, a senior boyfriend. Ooh. And then when she was a junior,
what
she
a
had,
floozy.
Like, no, like, what a fucking fox.
Yeah, what a fox.
What a fucking fox. A bitch was the hot. Her and Dana Holler and Jill Bolesky were the hottest. So those were the three that I would go out with on my dates.
These three bitches were hot as fuck.
And I never fucked any of them.
Wow.
Did you ever take them out on a real date, or was it all imaginary dates?
I'm not going to answer those questions.
Okay, so we know it's imaginary dates.
So have no dick sex by
recently,
the lake?
Bubba?
Did you ever go to Camp Lucerne with any bitches?
Yeah.
For real, though?
For real. Shoot.
Oh. Who?
And I'm not mentioning those three names again as to potential hookups.
Have you looked them up recently when you went back to...
We're all friends.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm one of the most famous people ever from Warsaw, Indiana.
You're the most famous one born there.
I'm the most famous person born in Warsaw, Indiana. You don't think some the chicks over the years wanted to get some of that.
So you think that they would want to bang you now?
I'm not talking about what they could have done, would have done, or should have done. We're not talking about them. None of them.
Oh.
So I think we've been doing this a long time.
Well, do you want to go through the list of the rest of them?
Of what? My bitches?
Well, you take him to Penguin Point.
Efferson, right? Efferson?
No, it went.
Well, I got Nikki Daughtery's boots dad.
Nikki Daughtery.
Nikki Daughtery is like my first girlfriend. Then like my second one.
Chris Andrews.
Was like Chris Andrews. But
now,
that
with Nikki Daughtery, the only thing you did was the hand gimmick.
Right.
Corduroy. Penny Proctor. Corduroy.
What about Gretchen?
Penny Proctor. I lost my virginity
too. That was way later.
Christine Hudson.
Christine. We don't need to be talking about these people. These
Joe
people
Fox,
have lives.
That's
Rebecca
okay.
Hamilton, Andre Leah.
Let's hear your list. What do you got here? I'm not even going to comment on this.
I just got something from back in the day.
Whether you're close or not, let's see. Right. Go ahead.
So I got Nikki Daughtery.
Okay, yeah.
Boots What's her dad's dad. Name?
Chris Boots.
Yeah.
Right.
Chris Andrews.
That was a date.
Okay, Penny Proctor.
He said Penny Proctor.
Christine Hudson. Efferson,
what?
Rebecca Hamilton, Andrea Leah, Holly Marshall, Rebecca Trainer, Tyler's mom, I didn't want to say her name, Crystal, Nikki Heather.
Well, yeah, but the other two in different order.
Yeah, that's...
I'm
sure there's like 1,000 between them.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're
yeah, but yeah. That's like
Jessica that. Basketballs and I'll just oh my
Jessica
God.
Basketballs.
Yeah,
what does that sound like 70s porn
candy.
Star?
Candy with the blowjob in the Jeep.
Jessica Basketballs. Heather
Gretchen.
Heather the vibrator.
See what? How do you not see what I want to
Andrea
see
from
penis.
Andrea from Mississippi.
Bubba, how good of a podcast would be if I interview your penis?
What?
If we go through your penis, because I don't have the
what?
your
go through his penis.
Remember?
What the fuck? You don't have enough
on your
phone?
I said I want to interview his penis. Yeah. I've been saying that for like a year.
Oh, you got plenty of D-pics in your phone now, buddy.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not looking at that. It's on silent. But, you know, like from Chicago.
My mom is
that.
Bringing me homemade chicken and noodles tonight.
Aww, oh, Cheney awesome. Cakes.
Oh,
I'm not checking the text.
What, Lummy?
Oh, people in chat said keep checking your text.
Because they're sending him
goddamn yeah. Big photo.
I never fucked Hogan's wife.
Jesus, fuck.
I would have, though.
How about Brooke?
No, oh. I can't. That's creepy.
Yeah,
for
like,
you, not for me.
Father,
I think Brooke's beautiful, but I can't. I can't even like. I think she's 34 or something, but I still can't.
Oh, that's kind of getting old.
Do you regret really not banging the first real supermodel in New
Janice
York?
Dickinson?
Yeah.
I wish I would have fucked her.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that would be some good bragging deal. I don't got a lot of good. I mean, I got a lot of.
She was a super babe when she was
Brock,
young.
If I could really, really be honest on some of the shit I've gotten myself into, you guys would just be fucking blown away.
That's why I want to interview your penis.
No, there's just a lot of stuff that needs to be talked about.
Have you fucked anyone besides the Miss Chicago of anyone else famous?
Yeah.
What's the oldest chick you've been with?
Ellie. Yeah. When I was in Chicago, I was 24. I was 20. I think I was 23, and she was like 54.
Oh.
But she was hot. She's like June Cleaver. She really did. She looked like June Cleaver.
Hmm. But the most famous one, A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list. We don't go below that. But what do you think in your world?
Let's not stop.
What, A-list, B-list? Come on, we're not naming names.
Probably local A-list, probably national
local.
B-list. You know, I don't know. I've been with some people, some things. I've done some things.
Ever, what's her name from the Fox? Jesus, my fucking watch I can't look at. It's showing me dick pics.
Okay, so how about...
what about the chick from the Fox, you know, football? You know, Weather Woman?
Julian Barbary?
She used to listen to the show.
Julian Barbary?
Yeah.
Where are you getting this stuff?
Oh, it's in my head from back in the day.
All right. I'm getting a little tired.
Am I getting close?
We're not ready to go yet. Got plenty of time.
We've been here a long time.
No, we got plenty of time.
Hold on. Hold on. She posted pictures of her fake, her new breasts. Did you? That's B-list right there. Oh.
How about this question, then? If you want to answer that one. What's the most women you've been with at one time?
I don't know.
More than two?
I mean, like, actually, like, in the same room, not like you were dating 10 at the same time.
I mean, probably me and three.
Oh, wow.
How'd that, like, how was that?
Not good. It's like...
Me plus three?
Was not good.
No?
Like, really, two is about...
Even that's not that good.
I mean, that's not even really that good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to get in it. Like, right. I like to, like, be in it. Like, it's, like, somebody just feel a little left out. Then I get tired.
But what if they're doing other stuff to you? Like,
there's only so
balls.
Much stuff you can do to me.
No.
I've done it all.
They could do stuff to your balls.
Oh, is there anything you haven't done that you want to?
Nope.
Nothing.
Guys.
Oh, nothing at all.
No, like, I don't want to get pooped on or get, and like, I don't want any
check,
no,
check,
I'm saying stuff that you've not done.
Yeah.
Bubba, can you answer this at least?
What's Shut the, up, Blitz.
What's the craziest thing that you have done with a famous person?
I don't know. Nothing. I've done nothing.
Titty fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's fucking nothing.
Cool.
That is nothing.
I don't know. I'm just starting from somewhere.
Well, yeah, because you have nothing to show for it.
Skin tags.
Skin tag, baby.
Skin tags, baby.
Stop sending me dick pics, everyone.
I'm going. Actually, I'm.
I think you're going to go home and fucking rest so you can eat some soup from your mom.
There you go.
And then you're going to go back to bed.
And then I'll be in bed. I will be fed by three and in bed by five.
That sounds awesome.
And hopefully
I'm
ready
envious of you, Bubba.
To return to another good show tomorrow. We'll be live on YouTube. Let me, we might. We'll probably just end up fucking around in here.
All right.